The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Yeah, Justin, thanks for your time in the lead-up to the game on K-Rock Footy. Are you able to give us an insight into a potential late change that has been discussed?
Yeah, well, Dane Beams is out of the side. He's come down with a virus today or a headache or something along those lines. So young Brownie will come into the side. He played round one, acquitted himself really well, but probably got pushed out of the side from there. And, we've got full trust in him to come in and perform a role.
Obviously, after a promising start last weekend against West Coast, sort of faded out a little bit of the game. What are the focus areas that you've worked on this week to amend and get a win against the Dogs?
Well, the glaring thing that has probably lacked from our game from last year, which was a real strength, is probably our mid-stoppage work. And that's not just the midfielders, it's half-backs, half-forwards that are involved in that scrimmage as well. So we've been okay at it, but we haven't been consistent enough at it. And there's been large periods of games, and the second quarter last week was a case in point where we just got dominated around the footy, and when we're coughing up a lot of field position and we're having to, start a lot of our play from our back half, which is something we don't want to do. And, only to have 41 inside 50s last week, and we created enough opportunity, but just didn't give our forwards enough supply. So, in a nutshell, that's what we've been working on this week.
Justin, thanks for joining us. Kinging up in the K-Rock box with Ian Cohen, Cam Mooney, Heath Buck and the Ages, Pete Ryan. A milestone tonight, and a man that you've had a little bit to do with. Your career ended as his was beginning, but you spent some time, obviously, at the Dockers as a development coach when young Chris Mayne was starting his career. This time 12 months ago, many thought he was just about cooked, but the remarkable renaissance in his career you've witnessed firsthand.
Yeah, it's just a really... great picture of someone who's been really determined, someone who's persisted with what God's given him, and he's been able to adapt his role to what we've needed. He started his career as a small pressure forward. During their finals run when Ross first took over, he was a pivotal part of their forward line, having a lot of set shots on goal, really accurate kick on goal. That didn't work out for him in his first year at Collingwood, and he's been able to adapt his game to move up to the wing and even play a little bit of half-back at times. So I'm really proud of him, because it would have been really easy for him to give up and walk away from the game because it was really unenjoyable for him. And he's been able to persist, fight through it, adapt to the game, and he's come out the other side as probably one of our better players this year. I'd be really surprised if he's not winning our best and fairest, to be honest.
Terrific achievement, 200 games, no doubt about it. Justin, Ian Cohen, good luck tonight. Talk to us about Jordan Roughead. Has he been catting a hot tin roof this week? Has he offered you sort of intel? Where do you expect him to line up? He knows that forward line so well. How's he been in the lead-up against his old mob?
Yeah, he's been really helpful. He knows the players inside out. We've got Matty Boyd, obviously, at the footy club as well. Both of those have been giving us a lot of intel. It just looks like the Dogs are back to what made them really, really good in 2016 and what drove them to that premiership. Their hunt around the footy is really improved. They're getting a lot of field position. They probably haven't made the most of that field position yet, but... it's a really good platform to start your game off at the start of the year to get that much supply into your forward line. So we're going to be at the top of our game to get a hold of them tonight.
Justin, Peter Ryan here. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Pete.
We were just discussing the midfield up here, and there's a lot of obviously great players within the Collingwood midfield. How is the process of getting them to gel working, and how long do you think it'll take before they actually click?
Well, to be honest, it'll need to click tonight, because that's the real heart and soul of the Bulldogs team. Their midfield is up and about, winning a lot of the footy, but winning a lot of hard ball around clearances as well. So we need to be on top of our game in that area of the ground tonight. And there has been a few little teething problems, and when you've got so many stars in the middle of the ground, they all want their hands on the footy, which is a natural thing to happen. So they've worked a lot this week on trying to free each other up, trying to support each other, trying to play individual roles and probably become a little, more team orientated in there. It's really important for the half-backs and half-forwards and the wings to support those insiders as well, which we haven't been doing enough. So hopefully it all comes together tonight.
For Prestige, Jayco speaking with Collingwood assistant coach Justin Longmuir. Here's Cam Mooney on K-Rock Footy.
Justin, good luck tonight, mate. Just to go back over what Pete was talking about, from a coach's point of view, Are you guys finding it difficult at times to know what the right mix is in that midfield because you've got such a star-studded name through there?
Yeah, it is. It is because only three midfielders can play on ball at any one time. So the secondary roles that come into play around that are really important, and we've had to push, you know, Steele out to a wing at times, and last week they rotated deep forward as well. So they all want to be on ball all the time, but, you know, it's about what's best for the team at any one time. So the rotations on the bench also play a part in that. So we've put a little bit of work into that this week. Hopefully it becomes... hopefully we take another step forward in that fluency with those rotations and we take another step forward.
Now, Justin, I watched the Bulldogs live last week, and from the centre bounce, they really did get... They got beaten up a little bit from the centre bounce, but going inside 50, one-on-one, they allowed a lot of marks from the Gold Coast forwards. Is that something you guys have spoken about, considering how tall you are down there and probably how short they are?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, we've got to get the method right around the ball first and give our forwards supply. I mean, 40 inside 50s last week, and we were low round one as well. So we're just not getting it into our forwards enough. I think against Richmond, we got it in there over 60 times, and they just dominated Richmond's back. So we've got a really talented forward line. We need to give them the best. So we've put probably more effort and more work into the method around the ball and behind the ball, because we feel like if we give our forwards enough supply, that'll look after itself.
Just at the other end of the ground, the Bulldogs haven't got a lot of tall forwards. Obviously, Aaron Norton can take a grab, and Josh Shackey. Did you give any consideration of changing your mix down there, and potentially someone such as Jordan Ruffhead, leaving out to get some run into the back line?
Not really, because I see our back line is really flexible, and it's going to need to be tonight because they're a really flexible forward line. They've got a lot of mid-sizes who can mark and crumb, so the beauty about Darcy Moore is he can play tall and small. He's really good at ground level. He's quick. So Ruffy will just take the tallest, and Morey will take the second tallest. And if that happens to be a mid-sizer, we're really confident he can play on those guys.
Justin, just on Jordan Ngoi, you've been around a long time. You've seen a lot of great footballers. How good's this kid going to be? He's very good now, but how good's he going to be?
I hate saying this.
What's the limit?
I don't think... You tell me and I'll see why I agree with you.
Like, is he going to be better than a Dusty Martin, Patrick Dangerfield in 5 years?
I think the limit is, you know, top five in the AFL.
Yeah.
And that's probably playing it down. Yeah. Not many guys can go into the midfield and be a burst out of stoppage player, go forward, be a really good ground level player, but also play on the key defenders and outmark him. So he's got a lot of tricks to his bow. He's a super talent, and hopefully we get another performance like we did last week out of him.
When push comes to shove up in the coach's box, do you want him in the goal square or do you want him in the middle?
Oh, we want him where the game is, and where we need him. We've had the luxury, I think, in the first 3 weeks to err on the side of keeping him forward.
Yep.
We got really close last week to putting him in the midfield, but we decided to probably stick with the mids that we've got. It's a needs for needs basis, but if we can have him forward for long periods of the game, he's one guy who can kick goals. So I think that's where we need him tonight, especially.
Apologise for going back into the past, Justin, but when Dom Sheba's lining up again last week for goal, did Bucks ask the same question?
I think he had a little bit of intel into how good he was. He didn't need to ask me.
Hey, Justin,
were you going to do with that answer? That's what I want to know. What were you going to say? Grand final, 2 minutes to go. Head coach says, Longy, is he going to kick it?
Well, I just went with the safest answer, and that was yes, because if he had missed it, I would have been happy. So, yeah.
Justin, how are you staying focused tonight, knowing tomorrow you're debuting on K-Rock?
I'll put more prep into that than what I have into this game tonight. So,
look, yeah, so you should have.
I'll give you a tip, mate. You don't have to put any prep up here.
I bet you go, Moon. So that's true.
Justin, we really appreciate your time. Can't wait to see you at midday tomorrow to talk about this one and hopefully the 4 points in the bag for the Magpies. And I've always appreciated you joining us on Carrick Footy and can't wait for tomorrow.
Good on you, boys.
Justin Longmuir joining us on Carrick Footy.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.